How are you pacing your generosity? Hello, I'm Kate Cocker. This is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. We know that altruism, giving to others kindness, is absolutely, hands down, one of the key ways to maintain a positive mindset. It's one of the key ways to be resilient. It's one of the key ways to feel good and connected with the world around you. And yet, I know that generosity can be overspilt. When you first meet someone and you're excited about them being a new person and you want to impress them, and all of a sudden you're offering, I'll introduce you to this person, or I'll come over for dinner, or I'll bring you this, I'll do this, and the people pleaser can come out. And all that can happen then is it goes one way, right? I always say if you pedestal someone, there's only one way they can go. But the point is that you can overdo that generosity, you can overspill. And then you find yourself in a position where there are things going on for you, you've not been taking care of yourself, and you can't give anymore. And that feels awful, doesn't it? So two things here. And I want you to check yourself if you're doing this today. Are you overgiving? Yeah. And are you feeling empty? I was like this a few weeks ago, and I found myself in a position where I was being over generous, over giving, over helpful, over looking after the people that I cared about. All the while, I've got all this anxiety going on in the background for myself. And what's happening is I'm just ending up getting frustrated with the generosity. And it's not fair, that, right? And what it was is because I'd just overdone the generosity piece and not been looking after myself. So two areas I want you to think about. And as I said, check yourself. One, I want you to think about pacing your generosity. Your generosity and what you're giving to others needs to be very well balanced with you looking after yourself. And that you looking after yourself is doing things that get you excited, doing things that bring you joy, making sure you're getting enough sleep, making sure you're putting the right fuel inside of you so that you are taking care of yourself. So the first thing is time to pace your generosity. When you meet someone for the first time, you do not have to give them everything. I know that resonates. And at the same time, what are you doing to, pillar of positivity number one, be selfful? The art of taking care of yourself so that you can give to others. And that's the really important side to the coin. Look after yourself, one side, other side, so you can give to others. So this is a bit of a two-pronged episode today. Usually I say, so today, one thing. Today I'm saying, so today, check your generosity levels. Pace yourself. Don't give everything all at once. And on the flip side, make sure that you're filling in some of those generosity gaps by being good and generous to yourself so that you can fulfill that cycle of being selfful and giving to others. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Everyday Positivity for you. In the meantime, have a great day. Look after yourself so that you can look after others too. And remember, you have 100% got this.